Welcome to Us and My Mice. Love you and my cats, I love you so much. I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, just going to school, and that's okay, yum, 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 I just love you.
Hey, everybody, good morning.
I just have one quick announcement before you get started, if you don't mind.
And the link. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. So we have the fundraiser set up. Our goal is to raise $10,000 for the Medford Boy Scouts who travel from here to Buffalo, New York, for the dedication ceremony of Battle Within. And every show leading up to Memorial Day, there will be a link and a QR code for you to be able to donate. All the money for this fundraiser goes straight for transportation, housing for all the kids that would never really be able to go because they can't afford trips like this. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and the Medford Boy Scouts will be part of the color guard during the dedication ceremony and will be saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wonderful. Well, that is amazing, and I hope everyone tunes in, help us out, help our boys out, and yeah,
and girls,
that's where we're at today, and our girls, Well, you said Boy Scouts, we gotta say Boy Scout, Girl Scout.
No, so Boy Scouts, for the last 10 years has opened it up for the girls too, and it's never wasn't really talked about till this whole transgender thing became public news. But the reason they opened it up is that Boy Scouts are a family event. So when you go camping and things like that, it's not just the boys that go, the whole family goes. And so a lot of little brothers and sisters or the older brothers and sisters would go with, and they wouldn't get the badges. Or they wouldn't get the rewards that their brothers got for doing it. So they opened it up. So now the Boy Scouts are a family organization.
Awesome. Well, shout out to the Boy Scout being a family organization.
Well, Mary.
And thank you, Mary.
Y'all hear me say all the time, when God created man, man has no gender. We're equal in essence, we're just different in function. So even though it's Boy Scout, it's not according to the gender.
That's right.
Wonderful. Yeah. And with all of that being said, man, y'all welcome. Welcome to Thursday. Happy Thursday. It is your neighborhood juice dealer and dope healer, and I am excited about today's topic today. Y'all know it's a national holiday for all the people who participate in herbs. It's Happy 420. It's so amazing that they give this product its own day because of the benefits that it has, overall health and mental wellness and just overall well-being and wellness. Now, smoking herbs has been a part of many cultures dating back to before Christ, okay? Our brothers and sisters, they passed the peace pipe. There were certain herbs that were smoked for health and prosperity and wealth and abundance. The Egyptians, they smoked certain Yoruba African tribes, European tribes. Like it's literally been a conversation of meeting of the minds and people when cannabis was involved. I am a advocate consumer of cannabis, but I consume it on all levels, not just a pothead, what people would say. And later on in the show, we'll get into different herbs and blends that you can actually smoke for your health. Now, I think Georgia just, a country, back me up, Georgia just legalized hemp, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay, I got a yes. I guess he's booked and busy.
I'm trying to, yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
29.
Okay, y'all, for somebody like me who's never done it, tried it, just never wanted to, never cared to, just not my thing.
Sure.
Can you explain what all those things are? Because I'm not understanding anything.
Got you. So there are different parts and components of the hemp plant that reaches the neuroreceptors in your brain, which is called the endocrinoids. And when you reach that portion of your brain and you are tapping into those receptors, extraordinary things can happen in the body. Healing takes place along the lines where it's mental and health, like people who have seizures, people who have epilepsy, people who have ADD, ADHD, Alzheimer's, and so on and so forth. Now, for someone who has never consumed hemp or hemp products or marijuana or the Delta 8 or 9 or any of its children, its family members and children, I want to come to you at a standpoint of not being in a cognitive state of mind, but being in a cognitive state of body. So there are certain strands that are tailored strictly for body. You are a retired vet. Thank you for your services, Mary, okay? You the real OG, for real, okay? They don't know that you a thug for the U.S. of A.
But thanks.
We appreciate you. So, yeah, a few of my clients that I teach yoga to and stretch therapy, I use it in a different way because they don't consume it. They don't choose to smoke it. They're not smokers, and that is fine. One way to ingest it is edibles. These come at a rate of get you someone who really knows what they're doing, not a friend that just made some butter and going to make sure you're getting the proper dosage. For those who are able to maintain a medicinal medical card, get it, because that is the purest form of it, and it's been regulated to give you the proper dosage that you need for your issue or ailment and your size and stature, you know, for you. So I like to go that route. I don't purchase cannabis, like, off the street. That's not what I do. I have to, you know, get a little backstory on it, you know, see where it grew from. My favorite place on earth is Sedona, Arizona. They have everything. That's it. If you've never been, go. If you go, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So ingesting it is very is a good thing to consume it based on the things that are going on within your body, and you need you know, this pain to be resolved, or you need to not have it anymore, or the issues that you are suffering with, you want them to subside and minimalize them until they're completely no more. So the factor that plays into that is that you can also put it on the infected area or the discomfort area that you're experiencing this disease. So a lot of hemp products come in tinctures, they come in rubs, they come in lotion, body butters, you know, different things that you need. They have a product from it. Country and I have to finish delegating our time so that we can sit down with potential distributors, because we would like to have this for the community. Now, Mary, when it comes back to, well, I don't consume it, you know, you may rub it on you and it may help with the arthritis or the stiffness in your knees or the lower back pain that you're experiencing from your years of service. This is an ineffective way to use it, but it's the most effective way if you're not a person who consumes or partake in cannabis. Now, I love tinctures. I live by them. I think they're life-changing. They're different tinctures that reaches different neuroreceptors and get to different endocannabinoids and help you disperse the dopamine and really makes you feel better. Overall, giving you a boost of confidence, and which boosts your immune system, which helps you with your digestive system, and the list goes on and on. Gut health can be regulated via some hemp products or tinctures. So I would say if you're not a person who wants to consume it that way, then, you know, try it on topical instead of ingesting it.
No, my kids do CBD oil or CBD. Sure. The oils, they don't really work on my daughter. And then it causes her anxiety to kick in a little bit.
Got you.
But my son, he loves them. There's one that we used to buy, and I have to find a new company that makes it. It was a lavender mix with CBD oil with a glass bottle with a metal roll on. And every time he had a meltdown, he'd rub that up and down his body, and he just instantly calmed down. Oh, I'm an advocate of it.
Oh,
my
yeah.
husband
CBD
does it.
CBD is
but
wonderful.
Just not
CBD
my thing
is
yet.
Wonderful. I've had a left and a right experience with CBD. Like I said, I'm a CBD, THC, Delta 8, LMNOP. Give me all of it. I'm going to try everything that was derived from a plant that was on this earth, you know? So CBD, I think, is wonderful for people who have anxiety, because sometimes THC can bring anxiety on. It's great for pets and for the mommies and the daddies and the aunties and the uncles and the grandmas who are rearing and loving on children with superpowers. It can change your household for the better. I give Gage THC drops, like tinctures. Sometimes I give him CBD, but once upon a time I gave him CBD, and I gave him CBD gummies. And I remind you that I got them from Groupon. I purchased CBD gummies from Groupon. I gave Gage under the recommended amount, which was, I think, 3 gummies. I gave him 1 gummy, maybe 1.5 at the most. And my sweet boy fell asleep at the table, and he fell asleep at the table. He literally hit his head on the table, boom, and was knocked out. Y'all, I was like, oh, my God. I've drugged my kid. Oh, my God. Oh, Gagey, wake up, sweetheart. You got to wake up. You got to fight to sleep. He was like, no, mommy, I am so sleepy, and I want to get this sleep. Like, it was funny now, but then it was like, oh, my, I didn't sleep the whole night. I watched him sleep because it knocked him out. THC had never done him like a CBD did. So be mindful of the dosage. Consult with a to find out, you know, the amount that you should consume for your age and your weight and, you know, all the things. So, yes, I am definitely one of those people in, you know, who like, okay, let's try this. I've seen it done in a number of my clients. Mondays at my shop, we do an event called Autism and Art. So it's a space where parents can come and vent, or caregivers can vent, or just allow them children to be in the care of someone else, but they still be in the facility and sit down and read a book or join in yoga class or art class. And so I've had different parents come up to me at different times and ask questions about, well, what tinctures, you know, do you give him or do you make him? And, you know, I do – like, I'll take ashwagandha in a tincture that's already prepared, and I may add CBD or THC drops to it, and that does everything it needs to do for Gage. Also, food, I don't really give him edibles, but definitely tinctures. I'm not that type of, I'm not ready for him to, because he loves, like, snacks, and I just don't want to have them, no. He'll be too mellow all day, I think. But definitely for his concentration and for his times when he's stimming the constant clapping or flapping, I may give him a tincture, and he's able to just kind of relax. And it's not so much tension in the body, because all day clapping and flapping, his muscles are tight and they're sore. And, you know, he may not realize it because he's in constant movement that he should relax these muscles. So he's always in, like, a tense state. So he has a stiffness in his neck and his back, which is why I get into doing yoga so much with him, because it gives him a time to slow down and breathe and be still. And he's actually helping his body repair it from all the strenuous events that has partaken on and around his body today. So this is our time to connect, and then this is our time to just get him to slow down. Parents are always like, I never knew my child did yoga until the day. And I'm like, well, you never sat with yourself long enough to know that your child can sit with themselves. Children do what they see. So therefore, you got to be mindful, because they're always listening, watching, learning, absorbing all the things you do. So back to, like, the products and the byproducts of hemp. I love to wear hemp. It is 70% cooler and warmer than cotton. And it takes about 30% less water to grow than cotton. So now we get into economically needing this plant. We already need it based upon whatever ailment, dis-ease or dis-ease that is in our body. And this plant can help. But now you tell me I can wear this plant, I can create clothing, I can create clothing, I can make other things. Oh, wow. You can cook it, you can eat it, you can wear it, you can grow it, you can sew it, you can blow it. This is wonderful. Everybody needs a hemp-making class on how to survive a sustainable lifestyle via the hemp plant. Because then we'll get back into community. Go for it, man. What you got?
I remember back in the 90s when Hyper Clothes came out with hemp clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember
Hyper
what those
clothes?
Were. Those, yeah, those were the clothes that when you touched them, they would change colors.
Oh, okay.
It was a big thing in the Midwest. You know, girls would walk around with handprints on their butt because, you know, we were the 90s. We were dumb. But I just remember, you know, that's when the hemp clothes came out, the jeans especially, and the kids would had this thought that they could smoke it because it's, you know, made out of hemp. And all the kids
that
got sick because of the dyes.
I love the 90s. I love the 90s fashion sense and style. Bring back the 90s fashion sense and style. I want these pants. Mary, we got to find me these pants. I need them.
You can go to my closet because they're still there.
Yeah.
You know, the whole the skirts with the knee-high socks and the jeans that actually fit, but, you know, we're long.
Yeah. Got you. So in addition to that, like, you can create so many things with hemp. Paper, plastic-like things, and all of these things are biodegradable. They're good for Mother Earth. They can go back and restore and go back into, you know, the earth and regenerate and grow again. So I would definitely say, like, that aspect of it when it comes to, like, well living, it's so many, like, you can clean with hemp, you can cook with hemp. There's it's just so many products that you would not even believe have derived from this plant. If we did it from cotton, there are other plants that surely we can do it from. And this one has proven time and time again to always prevail. And, you know, other than, like, stopping and spending the night at a stop sign or just stopping at a, you know, it's a green light and you stop, I've never really heard of people dying from marijuana. Now, not the things that are out here that they're lacing it with and all this tomfoolery and hoopla, but just the actual plant, you know, it's a drug, quote unquote, but it doesn't, I don't hear it taking out people as other drugs are. So we'll keep that in mind. We'll just sit that right there on that shelf and let that marinate. But also,
just,
Mary, one of my, go for it.
I was just going to say we're having a big issue here with it being laced mm-hmm. with fentanyl. So just making sure you get it at a reputable place.
For sure. That's what I said. I don't get it off the corner. I don't have time. I don't want your gas station weed. I'm good. It needed to come in a vacuum seal package with a label on it. Okay. I'm bougie in my consumption. But so they say, but no, I'm just actually cautious and aware of the consumption. But one of my other favorite ways to consume it is in a tea, Mary. I love tea. I drink tea just about every day. And I, you know, sometimes put some drops in it to make that, you know, happen. So, yeah. That's exciting.
You know, we have come a long way when you think about it. And this whole conception of, you know, hemp and pot and CBD
mm-hmm.
in a short amount of time. I mean, it's been a long time, but it's been a short amount of time to where now you're seeing old ladies smoking it and handing it out to their friends, you know, in the parking lot of grocery stores.
Yeah.
you
For
know,
sure.
you can buy it just about anywhere.
One of my favorite things to use that is derived from hemp is the health and beauty products. So sometimes they're in vitamins and soap. Oh, my gosh. I love a CBD bath bomb. Okay? Get into it. I have some CBD face scrub and toner and mask. Oh, it's wonderful. Because for whatever's going on in my life right now, I'm experiencing adult acne, which is why I did 7 days of just juice to check my gut health, because where the outbreaks were on my face, the breakouts were on my face, it was indication that it was something going on with my gut. So once I did the 7 days of juice, my skin, it started to clear up, right? Like, in 48 hours, the redness subsided and started to clear up. But then day three and four, like, it just kind of, like, was like hives on my face. Like, it all came out, because anything that is going on in the body is going to come out. And so when that happened, like, day six, day seven, it started to get its glow again and smooth back out. But then I consumed food on day seven, and I was like, oh, let me go back to juice. So I'm just eating, like, raw salads and drinking juice right now and, you know, just wanted to make sure I'm taking care of my gut. And when I'm in this taking care of gut mode, I do contain more tinctures that I would do if not. So I'm going to drink kombucha, so I make sure I'm getting good gut bacteria. I may do some moringa to make sure my gut's good. Drink a lot of water, coconut water as well, lemon water, cucumber water, watermelon juice. Just making sure I'm taking care of my gut, you know, because, again, a lot of disease and discomfort starts with the things you consume, and then it's built in the gut. So if you give the gut good things, it's going to build good things. You give the gut bullshit, it's going to build bullshit. So you got to make sure that your good food to bull food are within balance. You want to consume more healthier foods, more whole foods than what you would processed carbs, sugars, dairies, meat. So you want to make sure you are minimizing those things so that you can maintain your health and your good gut bacteria, because that good gut bacteria is a direct correlation of brain function. So again, if you are experiencing upset stomach, constipation, just irritable, your mood's not right, you're not getting good sleep, you're bloated, this is a clear indication that you need to go to juiceupbar.com and order a 7-day juice cleanse, right? And we ship it out to you. And when you ship it and we ship it and you get it, you keep the first 3 days in the refrigerator, you freeze the last 2 days. So you want to stop the process of aging the enzymes because you want them to be alive and go in and repair the gut. So then you consume these juices for 7 days. Your children can do it too. Now, unless they're 10 above, because I don't recommend strenuous detoxes unless your children are 10 and up. But if your kid, your way. But I wouldn't do a child just on juice alone. I would do them on raw fruit and vegetables like carrot sticks, cucumber cut up, oranges, grapes, seeded grapes, bananas, watermelon, peaches, papaya, starfish, so all the things. I mean, starfruit. I thought it was starfish. Starfruit, coconut water. You might want to go that route, nuts and berries for your kids when you want to detox them, because they're not really going to be understanding, like, I can't eat. What do you mean I can't eat? I want to snack on something. But if they're drinking the juice and you continuously keep the snacks coming of fruit and nuts and berries and things, then they'll grasp the situation that this is what's going on. And they may even ask questions like, hey, just say, well, Mom, why are we only eating fruit today? I'm like, you know, let's give our digestive system a break. We ate some things that we may need to help it digest. We need to help our bodies digest it and get rid of it. So, you know, let's consume these fruit and vegetables just for today. So all day we're going to make it a game. We're not going to eat any regular food. We're just going to eat fruit and vegetables, okay? And then now you get to have these conversations with your children. Well, why do we eat that? Well, what does this fruit do? Well, what does a kiwi do for me? Well, what do almonds do for me? What do cashews do for me? Oh, what does watermelon do? What does honey do? What does melon? And you get to learn these things, and it becomes fun because they identify these fruit and vegetables in the grocery store where I go and shopping, and then because of the bright colors, they're more inclined to try it. Because of the sweet smell, they're going to want to consume it. And then, you know, the first once or twice they consume it, they may not quite enjoy it, but they'll do it because, you know, you're doing it together. You're teaching them, they're learning together. You may not be a parent who consumes only fruit and vegetables for 3 days, but because you want to detox your child, child sees, so you do what you want your child to do. So this creates a bond, a healthy bond over food. Y'all know my gospel. I preach the health and wellness. And from the book of a juice dealer and dope healer, less is always more. Give your digestive system a break. Eat all the fruit and vegetables. Eat the rainbow. Get them excited about green leafy vegetables. Take them home. Cut up some onions and some bell peppers and sear those collard greens on top of the stove with a little salt and pepper and liquid smoke. Man, you'll be like, I don't even need anything else. I just need this pot of collards. That's all I need. And, again, you're giving your digestive system a break. We have something new to talk about in the household. It spills over into them talking to their friends about it. Gage had no idea. It's about 6 to or 8 vegans at his school. And he goes, Mom, I shared my lunch with so-and-so today because he didn't want the vegan option at school, and I told him, here, have some of mine because I know he can eat it. You know how cool is that? He made a friend today based off their dietary needs. So definitely get into a state of mind that people who consume hemp or hemp products, they're not just potheads. They're not just out here smoking it. They maybe have a certain relationship with it that they're cultivating as well. For my vets, on certain Tuesdays, I have a class. Mary, I wish you live in Atlanta. I have a class that's strictly for disabled veterans. Now, it's not my class per se. I am a substitute teacher for Mocha Yoga. I got so excited I said it backwards. Mocha Yoga. And I just love Shannon. I love her movement. And she is a retired veteran as well. And so this is her movement, but I'm her substitute teacher. And we talk about, you know, different foods that they can consume to help their bodies, even though, you know, they've had all of this trauma done to them, they still show up for yoga to get a peace of mind and to get a stretch and to get a different type of healing. And I always have one or two say, hey, can you stretch me and rub me with that cream you have? Shout out to this magical lady, Tierra Goes Green. She makes a product called, as soon as I got ready to say it, it's a pain potion. And she does not have THC or CBD in it, but it's a great product for if you have pain. And so for my clients, what I do is I add CBD oils to her product, and I rub my clients with it. And I always get great results, wonderful reviews, because her product already works. It's proven the test of time. This lady has been in the health and beauty business for 20 years. And it's one of those things where she already had an amazing product. I just took another amazing product and added it with hers and made a phenomenal product for people who need this service. So, yeah, that is, you know, that is that on that. When it comes to health and the mental wellness aspect of healthy mental or a healthy brain, we negate to give hemp its props. I've had a few people I know whose children have suffered from seizures for years. And they've been to several doctors. Several tests were ran, and then they stumble up on a person who is a holistic doctor, and they talk about removing gluten from the diet, and they talk about removing dairy from the diet, and they talk about removing different things that block the neuroreceptors. And how do we get to the neuroreceptors? CBD, Delta 8, Delta 9, marijuana. Well, I don't want my kids to smoke it. Well, cool, but it's in the tincture. This will help. And then they see a change in the first week, and then the first 3 months go by, and then 6 months go by, and the children have not had a seizure in 6 months. A year goes by, my child still hasn't had a seizure. Same with autism. Sometimes the stimming can be overwhelming for them because their brains are constantly going. They want comfort. They want ease. The only time I really had ever seen Gage completely be still was when he was asleep, and he was still moving in his sleep. So you have to give the body complete rest for it to rest, to repair. So subtle movements is not resting because it's still working. So in order to achieve that rest, you may have to, you know, give a THC tincture for night and a CBD at rising to regulate the body's cadence so that it'll know at rise, this is how we move, towards sleep. This is how he moved. Okay, now let's repair the things on the inside. Okay, he was moving a lot. And then it begins to do something phenomenal. It helps with the rewiring process. Mary and I was talking about this rewiring process and how the sodium intake may have a significant improvement on rewiring the brain so that it can function properly. Now, Mary,
people,
I know you sent me the article, but, yeah, I wanted you to comment on that.
Oh, yes. People don't realize how fine-tuned our bodies are. And when it comes to seizures and other health issues, sodium is a key factor. People who have too much sodium or not enough will affect the brain a lot because your sodium in your body is what regulates the fluids in your body. But they have been out in Germany and Greece have been doing studies with your brain being basically, it's been a theory for decades. You know, your brain is a computer. Well, what they're finding out, it literally is. With increased sodium and calcium intake and chloride, I think is the other one, which is another form of sodium, you can actually start rewiring and rechanging your brain, help your brain fire differently to fix some of the issues you're struggling with.
Correct.
And it's been a theory that I've been working on for years. I just could never prove it. Until now.
But me and Mary have made a pact to try these on our children, okay? And that's fine, and that's my business. My kid, my way, okay?
Well, you know, and it's nothing, we're not giving them medications, we're not giving them anything other than extra foods or nutrients in this level. It's completely safe and harmless. It's not where it's going to hurt them in any way. It's just adjusting what they're eating to make sure they have an increased amount of stuff in this level, which the theory in autism is because their brains are moving at such a rapid rate all the time. You know, people get mad at me. My husband did at first because my son gets words in his head. And the only way you can get them out is to write them down. So, like, the floor, the walls, dry erase. I'm turning my rooms into dry erase boards because he writes everywhere, and he keeps writing, and he keeps writing. Once he gets them written down and out of his head, he calms down. But he has to get them out. So if this is a way to help him slow his brain down so he can have that little bit of time to not have to think, which we all take for granted, it's a struggle for them. Their minds are always, always 5 steps ahead.
Always working. Man, always. So what do you give your son, Mary? Like, what do you get? I know you said CBD, but how do you administer it? And, like, because you're in
Minnesota.
Yeah. So dispensaries.
We didn't do the CBD medical or the pot card only because it's outrageous in price here. It's $500.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to drive 3 hours to a licensed facility to make sure he is diagnosed with his issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's ridiculous. And go through this whole period, and then you have to renew it, and it's like $300 every year to renew the card just so you can go and buy it at a store. So what we found is these roll-ons that worked for him. We tried the teachers. We've bought some of them. He don't like them. He don't like the feel, the taste of them because they're based in oil. And we've tried sneaking them in something, and that kid's got a hypersense of taste because you sneak something in his juice or something in his water, something in anything, he knows it. He gets smart now because now he goes, Mom, you try first. I will share with you.
He's definitely smart.
He did that last night.
Smart.
I was
now
trying to give him a little melatonin. I gave him two little magnesium melatonin tablets because it was like midnight and he was still wound up. And he goes, Mom, I'll take one if you take one. Like, here, and I just opened the bottle and handed it back, put it back in. I'm like, forget it. And with that, it's the double-edged sword, because he's sharing. Mom, you told me to share. I'm sharing with you. Huh. How do
at
you
least
support
he's
a
sharing
year old?
High girl, so, yeah, at least he's sharing it.
That's right. I go, give it to your sister. And he goes, no, Mom, share with you. So, yeah, only thing we do with him is we stop fighting with food. So he eats what he eats. You know, there's days he will eat pizza 4 times a day. I don't care. As long as he's eating something, because, you know, when kids, the doctors always tell you when they're born, kids will not starve themselves. If they're hungry, they will eat. That's only true with regular kids. Autistic kids are very stubborn.
Yes,
they will
are.
Wake you out. They will be the kids that do not, will sit at that kitchen table all night
and
the next day.
Eat. Yep.
They will sit there for hours. I played that game. I lost that game. So we came to the conclusion that we find anything alternative that he will eat. So, like, he'll do chicken nuggets. So I buy protein-based, vegetable-coated chicken nuggets. So the breading is with vegetables. But for medications or supplements, really, we do, like, a magnesium, calcium-based, like an antacid. Because he gets a little bit of a sour stomach sometimes because he doesn't eat enough some days. And we do CBD roll-ons, and that helps. And it's a mix between the CBD oil and the actual roll-on, because that roll-on puts pressure. So it helps relax the muscles, and he will rub it up and down his whole body. And he'll just sit there and smile as he's doing it, and it'll be instant calming down. Mm. And then we do CBD bath salts. And bubble baths.
Oh, yeah.
And hemp,
oh, yeah.
Hemp-based bubble baths with a mix of lavender.
So I love lavender.
I want
I
some of that.
What, Diane?
I said, I think I want some of that.
Dr. Teals makes it. I mix the lavender and the hemp together.
Oh, wow.
And then I buy just the CBD oil, and I mix a little bit of it in the bath water.
Mm.
Mm. I also like to rub it, like if I rub it on him, I put it in a diffuser sometimes and put a weighted blanket over him.
Mm-hmm.
He loves that. Yeah, definitely.
And I'll do that, and I'll sprinkle a little bit on the weighted blanket or on their pillow, because as they're moving around, it's rubbing into them. Because sometimes they just don't like being touched.
They definitely don't like being touched.
It's a phase. There's some days they're just right there on top of you. The next minute, they just don't want anyone to touch them.
To touch them. I also think it helps them express their creative, just the creativeness of them. I know before I started using tinctures, and this is not just THC and CBD. This is tinctures like I said, an ashwagandha, a moringa, different herbs like turkey tail mushroom, which is good for the gut. Like, we did things that were, like, good for the gut. And he, in the midst of going to speech, in the midst of a lot of prayer, a lot of reading, a lot of meditation, a lot of standing in the mirror, saying words, enunciating, language came. But we did all the things. Oh, Mom, I got a secret for you.
There's
a
really good app. And if you can't afford it, some insurances cover it, but otherwise they will reduce the price for you. It's called Gemini 2. It's a speech app designed for verbally challenged kids and autistic kids. And they actually will sit down with you when you sign up for the app and help you program it. And it's designed, the cool part is it's not designed to sit there and watch it. It's designed to play in the background.
Mm.
So, like, you can watch it on your TV and stuff like that. And it's just as background noise. But my son loved it because it would actually, some of the videos would show how you pronounce the words, but it would break it down into the actual muscles and show the muscles of your face and how those words sound. So he would watch it, then he'd go to the mirror and see it and try and keep practicing it. And they teach conversations, and it's, you know, kids their own age going back and forth, you know, learning how to talk.
I think in those things that it definitely became – I think that when it comes to helping with the brain functioning portion of it, it can really change a parent's life. Jenny McCarthy has a book, A Mother's Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about different alternative medicines used to help her son. A lot of celebrities have went to, you know, these sides because of their children having, you know, superpowers. Toni Braxton, yes. Holly P. Robertson. I recently found out someone was autistic. It's an actor. I can't recall it now, but anyway. But using CBD to assist in helping them have normal or whatever they deem their normal. So that's
we always say to be a productive, happy child.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my kids normal.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry your children are normal.
Well, and you look
that's
at it.
That's why I said they changed their narrative.
Well, you know, you look at what's considered a normal child. Look at all the things they go through in a day. They have to struggle with their identity. They have to struggle with, you know, figuring out who they are and deal with the pressures of
those
society.
Those labels, right?
They have to fit into those labels, dress a certain way, be a certain way. When you these kids, you know, like mine and yours, they've already come with that identity. They figured out kind of early who they were and what they like. And they're not as glued into what people think as other people are. They're just happy being happy. And all that's where I always say with mine, especially my son, is he's going to be the ringleader dumb kid telling all the other dumb kids to do something stupid. He's not going to be the follower that sits and follows all the other kids doing something stupid. He'll be the instigator in it. Well, you know what? If you're the dumb kid that followed it, it ain't my problem. Because boys are going to be boys. Boys are going to do something dumb. It just comes with the territory.
They're going to do things that are unorthodox, and things are going to happen. Well, girls do it too. It's children, period. It's just children,
yeah.
Period. But, yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
That's what makes it fun.
You never know, you know, and that's the other thing I always tell parents. I go, you know what your kid's going to do. You know what your kid's going to whine about. You know what they're going to get into. Said every day it's something different. You never know what's going to come in their mind, what concoction they're going to put together, what idea is going to come in their heads, and creativity they're going to explore.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. So life is never dull. I think the one thing that irritates me the most is when parents say, well, you must be one of those tired, stressed out parents. Why?
Not at all.
when you accept them that they're different and you don't micromanage everything they do all the time, there goes the stress. There goes the worry. You just have faith that they're going to be okay and play with them and hands-on with them. You don't worry about as much.
No.
You know,
it's not even you worry about them. You learn to just kind of let them go a little bit and be themselves. Because they're already themselves. It's just you had to get jiggy with it.
That's it. You know, like when you go to Boy Scouts, there's a couple of the kids that are ADHD. And so you see the parents always telling them, sit still, do this, do that, do that. It stresses me out listening to them yell at their kids all the time. It's like, really? You're going to make them neurotic. You get a group of kids in any room, you're going to get them bouncing around. There we go.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well, yeah.
We enjoy our lives that we have with the challenges we were given, and we just learn to accept them for who they are.
You know, I had a friend yesterday, and then I'll get ready and open up my shop today. But I had a friend who's having a down day. Now, for whatever reason, my superpower is I can make people feel how I want them to feel. I struggle with doing it for myself sometimes, but I'm giving myself permission these days to do so. And one of the things he said was, and so I said, he said, how can you be so positive? How can you just always take the negative and see the good in it? I said, because you see what you want to see. And when you get to realizing that even in the midst of your darkest storm, I'm talking about just in the middle of it. They always say in the middle of the storm is the eye of the storm is the calmest. So even though you're in a storm, you must remain still in knowing that after this storm was for you. After the diagnosis, it was for you. After the breakup, it was for you. After the bad news, it was for you. After all the things, none of it happened to you. Everything happened for you. For you to be better, for you to be wiser, for you to be more conscious, for you to be more aware, more alert. So the next time you are faced with that adversity, you go back to your eye. Why are you doing this? I'm doing it for me because I want to do it, because I feel the need to do it, because I know my purpose and I'm here for it. People are always talking about don't be selfish and me. You better be selfish with you. You better be selfish and obsessed with you and your health and your mental wellness, because they country said it. Secure your own mask first and then secure the child's mask. Put you first. Make sure you're okay. Spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, all the elite. Make sure that you're there. And then go off into God's green earth and be the best you know how to be. And look at everything from that eye of that storm in your calm state of mind. Gage and I like to call it, we are mindful even when our mind is full.
That is so
that's
true.
It. That's all for the day. Yeah. I just want to thank each and everybody who tuned in today and listened. And I hope you learned something. I hope you healed a little bit with us today. That's what it's all about. Feeling, healing, juice dealing, finding your tribe and community. Shout out to the whole collection. Shout out to Juiced Up Bar Inc. Shout out to Members Elite. Shameless Eatery. We're excited. 2023. It's a very good year. Mary, thank you for you too, for all you do.
You know, 2023, there was a post on social media about that. New Year's Eve, the numbers will be 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a good year just with the numbers and lining up to be like it is. Don't forget, everybody, to donate even a dollar. Anything will help these kids get to Buffalo to help be part of a ceremony that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It'll give them a chance to be able to give back with more than just their local community, not to mention they get to meet, you know, veterans from all walks of life and different levels of military service. And they will get to experience things that kids in a small town will probably never get to experience. Any help will be greatly appreciated.
Mary?
Yes, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. So the Battle Within is a organization to help with PTSD and soldiers. They have erected a memorial for all the soldiers that lost the battle. A lot of them committed suicide because they just couldn't deal with the struggles inside themselves.
Right.
And so we're doing a big dedication ceremony this Memorial Day in Buffalo, New York at the U.S. Naval Park. And of all the places people chosen, our Medford Boy Scouts or the local Boy Scout chapter was chosen to be able to be part of the program. So they're going to go out and set up flags all over at the memorials throughout the U.S. Naval Park. And they will be in full uniform and part of the color guard, along with the military color guard, the law enforcement color guard, and one other one. And during this, we're going to have an opera singer, I don't remember what her name is, that's going to say the national anthem. And the boys get to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And after the Pledge of Allegiance, they're going to say their oath and motto and their law, which is part of their traditions. But a big part of the Boy Scouts is faith and giving back. And so the Boy Scouts do a lot of stuff throughout the community to give back. And now they get the opportunity to travel out there. So we're going to take the train from here to Buffalo because it was one of the most economic friendly ways to travel with a bunch of kids. But two, they get to see the countryside as they go through. And then once we get there, they're going to meet Rear Admiral Len Kane and Mark Daly, who's in charge of this thing. And they'll get to tour the U.S. Naval Park and learn about different wars that were fought, different battles. And they also get to see one of the largest, I think it is the current largest African-American war memorial. And then from there, they get to do a bunch of different things. See Niagara Falls is one of the things. A lot of these places are going to allow the kids to be part of it for free. So the things that we're doing, we won't have to pay for. The other thing is we're going to the Harriet Tubman Museum in the Underground Railroad, which is right down the road. So they get to actually live and experience history in a way that most kids only read about in books.
Right.
And then we're going to stay at a cabin lodging that's been reduced greatly in price.
Okay.
And then we come back home Tuesday.
Wow. So basically they're looking for like donations or help with the trip. And that's what, you know, you mentioned something about a dollar or whatever. Is that it is for?
Yep, we're looking for donations to pay for transportation and lodging and food while we're out there. because we have a few parents that have the money that where they could just pay for it outright. But this is designed to help the kids that can't afford, would not be able to go. And right,
right.
now we're
uh-huh.
at 25 kids going.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is we're raising a set amount of money that's going to pay for everything so that
okay.
the kids that normally can't go can go.
Awesome.
And we're in a
that
very tight time frame.
Yeah. And this is Memorial Day then, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So we have less than a month to raise all this money.
Wow.
And the nice
okay.
thing is Amtrak is working with us and gave us a huge discount. And
uh-huh.
they're still holding our reservations without having the money to pay for it.
Right.
So
uh-huh.
they're giving us time. And a lot of the businesses are giving us time.
So how
time
much are you
to,
looking for?
We're looking between $7,000 and $10,000. It's going to be a little
okay.
over $5,000 just for the train tickets.
Well, that's really not bad at all.
No. You know, a plane ride would cost even more. And we were looking at doing a charter bus, but the charter bus was going to cost us $12,000 just for the bus.
Okay.
So this was the most cheapest way to go with a bunch of boys and girls across country.
I mean, the
14-hour drive.
Sounds so much better, really.
Yeah. You know, and there's, you know, the kids, and we have some, I mean, it's going to be a whole family event, so it's not just the kids going, the parents and, you know, siblings
right.
are going to get to go with. So, you know, this
okay.
way they have a little place where they can go and sleep when they need, because, you know, it's a 14-hour drive.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's really
That's
exciting.
Good.
It's really fun. And we're going to be hosting a walking taco event coming up here in Medford for Cinco de Mayo to help raise money. And then on Mother's Day,
uh-huh.
we're going to have a Mother's Day breakfast and garage sale to help raise money.
Wow. That's great. That's awesome.
But any dollar, any amount will help.
Oh, absolutely.
So share that link with
pennies and everything.
Share that link with everybody you know, and, you know, it's all we ask.
Okay. Did you send out the link, or are you going to send it to me?
I can send it to you. It's also
yes,
all
please.
Over social media accounts. It's all over all of our
mm-hmm.
Instagram and all those. And it's also will
Facebook.
Be put in. Yep. And it will be also
okay.
in the links for every radio show.
Okay.
And we're actually, we didn't use GoFundMe. We're using a different program called Give Butter. They don't charge all these astronomical fees for fundraising. So what you donate,
yeah.
we get. Like GoFundMe,
oh, okay,
there's so
good.
Many charges that, you know, you have to.
Yeah, you know, you want to raise it that, you know, that they can actually, you know, utilize it the best that they can.
Right. You know, you say you raise the $10,000 and all of a sudden all these fees come out of it, so you only end up raising, you know.
Oh,
five.
Wow. Yeah. Yep, that sounds good. That's wonderful. Just make sure you send that to me.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Not a problem.
And ladies, thanks for the show. It's been my pleasure listening.
Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary,
so,
if you don't have
yes.
any more announcements, that's it. That's all from me, sweetheart.
All righty. Only announcement left is join us at noon for Family Time with Bob Oakley. And tomorrow is our Friday, which is Rear Admiral Len Kane. I had a dumb moment. Oh, my Lord. And we will talk about the Golden Rule Society, the Kindness Club, and everything else in between. Have a good day.
Go be great on purpose. Thanks, Mary. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, ladies. Bye.
Bye for now.